Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 888-856-8066 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking of trying something new to help your love life? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-888-856-8066 for as little as $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 888-856-8066 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. That's 888-856-8066. Again.
As Into Tomorrow continues, want to remind you, starting in 2 weeks, it'll be the same great Into Tomorrow that you've grown to love over our 27 years, just a shorter weekly version. So be sure to subscribe to our free podcasts, and you can do that for free. Did I mention no charge? At intotomorrow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you want to do that.
This portion of Into Tomorrow at AFA is brought to you by Roku. Award-winning originals, live news and sports, kids and family entertainment. It's all right here at Roku.com. And by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit DEXCOM.com.
We hear so much about robotic vacuums and so forth these days. How about a cordless robotic pool cleaner? Now if I only had a pool. But this is a cool product as well, and we're joined by the general manager of a company called Aper, his Andres Gomez. Andres, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you very much, Dave. I'm pretty good.
Good?
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Tell me first about the company, Aper.
Okay. So Aper was founded back in 2012. We've been doing different products throughout the years, and we started developing robotics in 2017. We came with the first batch of robotic pool cleaners in 2019, and then as of today, we are already the number one cordless robotic pool cleaner in the United States.
Nice. Yeah. So how is it that you developed this current model?
Okay, so everything starts. So let me ask you something first.
Like, Dave, okay.
Do you love pools?
Of course. Who doesn't, right?
Yes.
You want to relax and have a good time. I've had a pool at a few other homes that I've owned, but currently I'm on a lake.
Yeah.
So I don't think we want it to vacuum and clean my lake.
The lake, yeah.
No,
a good idea.
Not appropriate. But of course I love a pool.
Yeah. So the main complaint about pool owners, they have about their pools, is cleaning them, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's a pain. You know that you need to make time for that or hire someone to come to do it. But again, you need to manage all of that. It shouldn't be that way. So our goal from the beginning was automation, right? So we started developing the technology for this based on two things. So the first one was, as I just mentioned, automation. So our end goal is to make sure that the user wouldn't have to touch this thing, right? That would be our end goal.
Well, I love the fact about cordless.
Yeah.
Because when I did have a pool at a couple of other homes, it was always a pain. It would get wrapped up, or it would not be long enough, or something would happen, or the cord would cut, whatever. It was always a problem. So it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Wish I had this back then. But continue with how else you decided we're going to help the consumer.
The second thing is what you just mentioned. It was the cord, right?
Yeah.
So we realized that the cord, first of all, it seems, and it is, a hazard, but it's also have that you don't want to have wires inside the pool.
Yeah.
It's as safe as it may be, you don't want to have wires inside the pool. So that was our first thing we will tackle, which is just get batteries inside and, again, the motors to work as efficiently as possible to do the same as they will do if they were corded.
So yeah, because electricity and water never mix.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
as safe as you can try to be, not necessarily doable.
Yeah, and even if it's very safe, in the back of your head, you always have, you don't want to get in the pool with that thing in, right?
It's like, let that finish, to get it out, then get in the pool.
Yeah, so that's the other thing that we realized that people were very concerned about. And then again, you have a cable like going around, right? That you may trip on it, so it's not the most efficient way to do it. So we come with we started developing this in the basis of that, and we are already now in our third generation of robots, right?
Nice.
So these robots that I'm showing you today, so to start, this is the Dive E, the Aper Dive E.
The
right?
Dive E.
Yeah, okay. Dive E, yeah.
So it dives into the pool, but what's the E part for?
The E part for is the models number that we give them.
Okay,
yeah, like EA, and then we have P. Yeah, but basically these are our entry-level model, right?
Okay.
The robots, they work in a very ingenious way. They create a vacuum inside the robot. So when the water fills the whole robot, it creates a vacuum inside. And the motor that is inside, it does all the suction, right?
Okay.
So the water will come from the bottom of the robot, not just water, but all the dirt. It will get all the dirt inside from these two sides. And what the suction does, it achieves two things. The first one is, of course, cleaning, right? You need things to come in. But the second one is to move the robot. So for this model, we don't use mechanic wheels. So these wheels are just to support the robot, right? And what we do is we use the water to move the robot around. So when we need the robot to move forward, the back gate will open, and then the water will just push it.
Automatically?
Automatically, So everything is automated. The gyroscope will start to do a path around the pool, and then when it comes to a wall, the front gate will open, and then it will go back. So everything automated. There is nothing. There's just a plug and play. Just touch it and throw in the water.
So you did think of everything.
More or less, yeah.
That's awesome. Is this available currently for pool owners?
Yeah, it's available for pool owners. We are currently, we have Aper.com, of course, Walmart, and Amazon. So you can find it in quite a few places. Leslie's as well, which is a pool specialized retailer in the States. So
that's some very good distribution. So that's awesome. And what does it cost?
So our entry level model, so it starts at $239. Right,
okay.
Which is not that much. The difference between model to model is basically performance. So this model, the Dive E, is you can use it for a pool of up to 800 square foot, and then the next model will go to 1,200, and then 2,000 and 3,000. Right.
Okay. But the same functions. Just
the same functions. Right. Of course, when it goes to over 2,000 square foot, our robot will now have the ability to climb walls.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it will climb the wall, clean the water line, clean the stairs. Basically, you have a full cleaning of the pool, right?
Wow. Andres, I'm going to ask you to catch your breath here for a moment, and we're going to come right back and talk more with the Aper General Manager about their very cool cordless robotic pool cleaner. As Into Tomorrow from IFA in Berlin, Germany continues. Don't go away.